today is it's the beginning of the first Friday Cavalcade of Arts. And joining us right now is Katie Marshall, the director of the Macrosti Arts Center in Grand Rapids, who is busier than usual this month. So let's talk about First Friday.
Yes, let's.
You are always busy. Yes, always. Tomorrow's an art fair.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every year. Typically, our art fair is the second Saturday. Oh, okay. And it is this year, but First Friday and Second Saturday are back to back this year. So we're running. But yeah,
it's gonna be a good weekend. Well, first, let's talk about First Friday events downtown Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. Well, there are a few. Yep. A few people taken July off, actually, but we still have a really busy month. Brood Awakenings is featuring Chelsea Jo Johnson, Macrosti Arts Center employee, with her mixed media works, and Sam Miltich will be playing live music. Brood always has a nice dinner special, so if you're looking for something more than hors d'oeuvres when you're out and about, stop by Brood. They are open till 6:30. And Dramatic Relaxation Massage is back in the First Friday Art Walk. They're located right next to Brood Awakenings upstairs, and Rachel Randall is going to be presenting an original performance called Mary Poppins Gives a Massage at 4:30, 5, and 5:30, plus free 5-minute chair massages and a raffle for a 30-minute massage.
Wow. So,
yes, that's exciting. And at Central School, the artists in residence are up on the third floor. And then on the second floor is the grand opening of Yarnworks in room 202, and they have 10% off store-wide. They're going to be doing some spinning demonstrations, and it's a great chance to check out their grand reopening celebration. And Project Care is going to be hosting a local artist, an emerging local artist, Jessica Vanderpool, and she's going to be showing some of her her work there, and they always have great refreshments down at Project Care Free Clinic as well. And Jenny Company is debuting Dory and Dot, which is a traveling boutique, and they feature women's fashions. Lake Lover Vintage is now open on the corner of, what is that, 3rd Street? 3rd Street and Pacagama Avenue. And they are going to be hosting Carol Bowman Photography with her book Tucked Under, which is a story of a loon's journey. My kids have it. It's pretty cute. and they also have Boondocks with their handcrafted cider vinegar and artisan mustard. Frame Up is hosting Tom Page with his handmade motorcycle gloves made out of exotic leathers such as ostrich, lizard, and python. Oh, and stingray. Yes.
Wow.
So, if you want to see, that could also relate to the squirrel tanning. I wonder if he could make a bear out of a squirrel hide. I bet he could.
Wow. Motorcycle gloves.
Motorcycle gloves, yes. Artful motorcycle gloves. Plus, they're going to have a mini summer street dance right outside the store with music by Hobo Revival. So
cool.
It should be a nice evening for that. Not too hot. And the Historical Society is doing their ghost tour on the Mississippi. That's actually from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. So it'll be just after the usual art walk time. So they're... you can head to the Historical Society for that. That it does have a cost. It's $8 for members or $10 for the public. And then Jazz at the VFW tonight is going to have special guests, the Bilgin brothers, Joe and Charlie Bilgin, on their tamburitza instruments, and Tony Bailiff on clarinet. So it's going to be a Balkan-inspired night at the VFW.
Yeah, what are say it again. You said
tamburitza. So it's a kind of Eastern European music, and I've heard the instruments also referred to as tamburitza or tamburitzin. I'm probably...
String instruments?
They are string instruments. Okay. They're kind of like, you know, somewhere in the guitar. There's different sizes. There's a little tiny one, the preem, and it's kind of like a little baby mandolin, and then a brach is more like guitar size, and I know the words, that's all. Stop by to check it out, but it'll be some great Eastern European folk music mixed in with the jazz, and it'll be a fun night. Good for dancing. If anyone wants to show up and lead a cola dance, I'm sure Sam would be in seventh heaven.
So what's going on at the Macrosti?
At the Mac, we've got a couple great exhibits. In our Minnesota gallery, we have an artist, Molly Oblinger. When she shows up today, she's going to tell me how to say her name appropriately. Sorry, Molly. She has some mixed media pieces. They're all on the wall, but they're kind of sculptural is not quite the word. I was having trouble deciding how to describe them, but they are mixed media. They involve paper, photographs, transparencies, all kind of woven together. And her subject matter is natural landscapes and specifically the Great Basin, which I had to Google before I came because I was like, "What?
Yeah, what's the Great Basin?"
I picture it being like out west, and it is actually. I can read it off of my phone. The Great Basin here. So that is the largest area of contiguous endorheic watersheds in North America. It spans across sections of Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, Oregon, California, and the Mexican state of Baja California. who knew? But anyway, right. When you get there, you will see, you will see on the walls the sort of that landscape imagery with sort of an aerial view with water and earth.
And mixed collage of that? Is that what
kind of, okay. Yes. They're more, they're more kind of woven together. You can see the distinct kind of different materials she uses. As usual, you need to see it, yes, as opposed to listen to me try to describe it. But in our Macrosty Gallery, we've got a great show as well that's featuring a lot of local artists. It's called Woven North, and it's got a lot of basketry. It's got some weaving. It's got a little bit of beadwork, and it's all kind of focused on showcasing the natural materials of Northern Minnesota and our artists of Northern Minnesota as well. So we've got some familiar names. We have John Zazada, of course, and Emily Durkee and Nate Johnson. Catherine Peters from up in Angora with her antler baskets. Leah Yellowbird has some beadwork in the show, and Shannon Lucas Westrum, Eve Sumsky, Sue Van, Donette Davis, and Christian. Kristen. a woman named Kristen with other and last name that I will just not pronounce.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful show. Chelsea Joe has done a great job of installing it and arranging it in a really interesting way. So
great.
And we have food by Applebee's tonight, so that's First Friday.
So what's going on
tomorrow?
More stuff.
So tomorrow is our annual Downtown Art Fair, and it's always a really fun event. And the forecast, knocking on lots of wood, but it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. We've been really lucky every year with that. And we have over 30 artist vendors. This year it's our biggest fair. It's not a huge fair, which is a nice size that you can easily do in part of your day. It won't take your whole day to do the art fair. But we've got some great vendors with lots of different artwork on display. And we have live music. Sam Miltich and Friends will be there from 10 to noon. And then G-Rock Revival is playing from 1 to 3 p.m. And then Longhorn Wood Fired Pizza will be doing our food, as well as Sweet Amelia's and Nana Shells are sharing a booth. And so we'll have cupcakes and sarmas, an interesting pairing.
Huh. So where is that taking place at?
It is on the Historic Central School grounds from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. And we have our color run right before, so if you want to run a 5K and then shop for art, come on down. Wow. It's going to be a really busy day. Yes.
So an artful run.
Run, yes.
And is it good for families? Good for kids?
Yep, the whole works is good. We have kids' activities under the tent all day, so you can paint a little tiny mini canvas, even if you're not a kid, or make a little mini mosaic. And the 5K is also open to all. It's a color run, walk, stroll, so...
Wow.
Take it at your own pace, yeah.
So a lot going on in Grand Rapids for the arts for First Friday tonight, as well as the art fair in downtown Grand Rapids. You can always find more information, grandrapidsarts.org or macrostyartcenter.org. Katie, thank